What does this game mean for you guys on Sunday, prime time, facing the arch rival Cowboys?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, obviously, it's the next one on the schedule. Obviously, being the Cowboys, it's even more motivation. But last year, coming off a bye, we didn't do too well. So I think we're looking at it as a big challenge for us coming off a bye, kind of set the stage for the rest of the year.
Has that been a conversation among the team that you guys didn't do so well off the bye last year and wanting to refocus?
No, that's kind of my outlook on it. No one's talked too much about last year. That's kind of just the way I looked at it. Last year we started off 3-0, had the bye, and then things kind of spiraled out after that. So we're excited about kind of setting the stage for the second half.
You guys lost a tough one in Dallas last year. This year you're winning those close types of games. What did you learn from that game last year that maybe is helping you guys a little bit this year?
Yeah, I think when you have the opportunity to finish a good team, you have to take that advantage no matter what the situation is. Last year we had a fumble that kind of led to the demise of that game. I mean, it wasn't one play, but in the fourth quarter you can't have turnovers when you're up. I don't think we've turned the ball over much in the fourth quarter altogether this year, so I think we just got to keep that going.
In this matchup in the past, Barrett Church has been a guy you've seen.
Yeah.
Without Church there, how does it change for you? Last
year was kind of Byron Jones. He's kind of been the guy that has covered me the last year. They kind of kept Barry Church off me. But those guys, I don't know if it's their technique, but they're really grabby guys. You see it on film all the time. So I'm excited about the matchup.
Jones seems like he's been the tight end guy this season for the Cowboys. You anticipate that will be the matchup you'll face on?
Yep, he'll be the guy. I mean, in zone coverage it won't be, but in man coverage, that's the guy I'm anticipating. We've played against each other a lot over the years. We've had our fair share of battles, and I'm excited about it. He's a really good player, so I'm excited about it.
Obviously, Jason Witten's a guy you've always looked up to.
Yeah.
You never know how much longer he's going to play. Are you going to make a point to seek him out after the game?
It's funny. I mean, I have in the past, and every time he doesn't even shake hands with anyone, he runs right off the field. I don't know if that's just how he's done it always, but since I've been in the league, that's kind of the thing that I've kind of noticed. I've tried to find him after the game. Haven't been able to find him, but I'll try and find him before the game, say something to him like I have in the years past. But, yeah, he's always been a role model of mine. He's kind of the guy that I always watched when I was growing up from the tight end position. I think a lot of my game is kind of emulated from him. The way I run routes, the way I study the film is all kind of stems from him. So he's been a huge role model for me, and I can't say enough good things about him.
How did you become a better route runner this year than you have in years past?
This offseason was all focused on route running. Justin Peele made a point of emphasis that you're a good route runner and we want to be a great route runner. So the whole offseason was kind of the sole focus was being on the same page as Carson and kind of fine-tuning everything from a route running standpoint. So he's one of the big reasons that I've made a lot of strides this year.
What's it like with the way the coaches have designed plays for you to get yourself open, especially in the red zone this season?
Yeah, I think the coaches do an amazing job, not only with me, but with everyone kind of putting us in situations that utilize our strength, whether it be Alshon kind of using his body, me kind of using my size, Nelson kind of using his speed and quickness. So we got a lot of guys that do a lot of different things, and they're doing an amazing job kind of maximizing all of our little niches.